founder of Africana Woman. Guys, I know the podcast has not been posted. A new episode has not been posted for a while. And I feel so bad. Oh my goodness. I have been moving. I'm moving towns. I'm moving house. I am moving jobs, industries, like you name it, I am moving it. So it's been a little hectic. It's been a little busy and overwhelming. And I just haven't had the time to put something together. Now, I will say this, I have been interviewing. I am still interviewing phenomenal Africana women. So just know the library is growing. And when we are ready to start releasing again, we are going to get those out to you. So because I just felt terrible, guys. I just felt terrible. I just wanted you to have something in this month of December. And I actually started a video series on Instagram, Facebook, and it's also showing on LinkedIn. And it's talking about networking. I am giving tips on how you can be a better networker. And the funny thing is, and I think a lot of people don't really know this about me, I am an introvert. And a lot of people will be surprised, but trust me, ask my family. I am totally an introvert. And yet, here I am. I know people from across the world. I am, I would say, a great networker. And people always ask me, how do you meet these people? How do you find these people, you know? How do you know that one? And I wanted to share the different tools that I have used to be a networker. And I guess I'll share with you why I even decided to, you know, pick up the mic and start recording this. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about, you know, just catching up on life. And she was telling me what she's doing, and I was telling her what I am doing. And she told me about a group, a women's group she had joined that was really about empowerment, you know, empowering women in business. And when she started listing the people in this group, I just thought, oh my gosh, that is phenomenal. And then I asked her, I said to her, okay, so how do you guys get to network? Because obviously they've got programs, there are different things that are being facilitated, masterclasses, so on and so forth. But, you know, what are you doing to network? And she says, oh, I've talked to the organizer of the group. And I thought, okay. And I went back to it a bit later and I said, how are you networking? How are you linking up with these women? And she says, oh, I've talked to another person who is also another organizer. And I'm thinking, okay. And I wanted to ask her again, but I thought, okay, let me ask, what does networking mean to you? Which I did. And she said that when she attends an event, that is networking. Now, these are virtual events, and you know, you have a facilitator leading a masterclass. That is not networking, guys. Like just listening to somebody and just being in a room, a virtual room on top of it. And it's not networking. It simply isn't. And I was horrified. And I'll tell you what I told her a bit later on. But I just wanted to share that story with you. And just let's define what is networking, right? So networking to me is about building relationships that are long-term investments. I'll say it again. Building relationships that are long-term investments. Now, as humans, as people, we are always networking. You're networking with your family, with your workmates, with you know, church, friends, all of those people. You're always networking. But sometimes we, especially when it comes to our professional life, we're not strategic in the people that we are networking with and how we are developing those relationships. With family, we say it's a given. With friends, we hope it lasts a long time in it. And we think, okay, you know, but then sometimes friendships don't last a long time. But with work relationships, we're not as deliberate about it. Now, I think a lot of times, you know, when we hear the word networking, we're thinking about an event, we're thinking conference, we're thinking cocktail, you know, that type of thing. But that really isn't where networking only happens. So I want us to reframe the way we think about networking. It's not just you going to an event and then finding your next investor, your next client. It's not about that. It's about initiating a relationship and then nurturing it. Then you giving to the other person. First you give, and then you give some more. Before you can actually ask. Some relationships, the investment will only pay off years from now. And I know that's something that we don't want to hear. We want to hear that, oh, I will get that return straight away. But no, that's just not how it works. When we talk about investments, investments are long term, and we have to be thinking long term. And we have to not be I centered, but more thinking about you. What can I do for you? It is a relationship of service. Those are the best long-term relationships when it comes to networking. So what did I tell my friend? This is what I said. I said to her, you are in a space where you are with like-minded women. You're in a space where you have been given permission to interact with these people. You have their contacts. You have, you know, you have access to them. So you need to start developing those relationships. And it doesn't mean that you go in and start asking them for things. I just want you to become friends with them. Because later on, when you actually need them, they will remember, oh yeah, my friend, I know her. I trust her. She is somebody who I can get along with. She's professional. I have interacted with her. Yes, I recommend that you hire her. So, you know, this is a group that most of the women are in the capital city, and my friend lives in a smaller city. And I said to her, you know, it's as simple as saying, oh, I'm going to be in the capital city in the next 2 days. I'd love to meet up with anyone for a coffee and, you know, let me know. Just that. When she comes to the capital city, they sit down, have a coffee, just talk and get to know each other. It's not about talking business all the time, but just getting to know each other. That is what what I mean when I say long-term investment, nurturing your relationships. So I hope you have taken something away from this. And I'm going to continue talking about different things. And I really want to try and tie it to the African woman experience. You can find the video version when you go on, again, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You either look for Chulu Chansa on LinkedIn or on Instagram, you find me as Chulu by Design. Okay, so let me know your feedback. I would love to know what you thought about this. And yeah, here we go. So the month of December, I know you guys want your interviews, but I really am just stuck for time. So this is the best that I can do. And I really hope that it's going to be something that is beneficial for you. So catch you on the other side.